Welcome to the Living Epistle Podcast, the place where you will find biblical principles to help you live out your faith on a daily basis and to have a positive impact on the lives of others. So, get ready for another powerful episode of Living Epistle Podcast. Hello, my name is Tony Miles, and welcome to this week's episode of Living Epistle Podcast. Well, if I'm totally truthful, I must tell you, family, that I am still pretty much in what I call the afterglow of Father's Day. And all this week, I've been reflecting on how good God has been to me, to my family. And I've also been hearing testimonies. I've spoken to several brothers this week who have echoed the very same sentiments that I have, in the sense that we are thankful and grateful to the Lord for His goodness, for His grace, and His unfailing love towards us. I just can't help but just gush over our Heavenly Father and how He just continues to show Himself strong and mighty in our lives, and just continues to bless our families. And I've also spoken to other brothers and sisters this week who are going through some serious challenges. Some are going through challenges with their family, their loved ones. Their parents are aging, and they're having some medical issues, serious medical issues. Some are having some challenges with, let's just say, their children, in a variety of different areas, a variety of different aspects. But the one common theme that keeps coming through, and everybody that I've spoken to this week, for the most part, is this, is that they say, "Lord, I trust you in this situation." And so I just found that so refreshing. I just found it so encouraging to know that there are people of faith out there who, no matter what life brings their way, whether good or bad, whether ups or downs, whether positives or negatives, whether joys or sorrows, and the list could go on and on and on, right? No matter what life brings their way, they know that God has them in control, and they look to Him for their source of strength. They look to Him for their source of comfort. And it is just so encouraging. And so I was talking to a good friend of mine this week as well, towards the end of this week, and he had just gotten back from a trip where he had the opportunity to lead a group of middle school age boys on this basketball summer camp program. And he said something that really caught my attention. He said that he learned things about them, and he had opportunities to minister to them and to other people in this environment that would have not have happened otherwise. And the fact of the matter is that what he was saying was, by him being in that position, by him being where he was, that these opportunities just happened organically. In other words, they weren't pushed or fostered or artificial or set up. Just by being in that environment, just by him making himself available, God opened the door to move mightily in that situation and in that circumstance. And this is someone who often says, "Hey, there's something to be said for showing up." And I got it. Many times we don't feel like showing up. We don't want to show up. Many times we may be thinking we don't have the time, or we don't have the skills or the knowledge or the resources or whatever it is that that's needed for us to show up. And let's just be totally honest, family. Sometimes we are just dog tired and just don't have the energy or the stamina, so we think, to be able to show up in certain situations and in certain circumstances. But then the Lord reminded me of what happened when He called Isaiah in Isaiah chapter 6. And I'll read one verse, but I'll tell a little bit of the history after I read the verse. But Isaiah chapter 6, a very familiar verse, and this is Isaiah talking. Isaiah says in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8, he says, "Also, I heard the voice of the Lord saying, 'Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?' Then I said, 'Here am I, send me.'" And now I want you to place this. I want you to get the full picture of this. If you'll recall, in the earlier verses, the first seven verses, there are seraphim. And seraphim are angelic beings. They are the highest order of angelic beings. There's smoke billowing out of the temple. There's hot coals on the altar. And the seraphim are crying and flying, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts." And also their doorposts are rattling and shaking. So can you imagine in the midst of all this, all of this heavenly activity going on. And Isaiah is looking at himself and Isaiah says, woe is me. I am unclean. I'm a man of unclean lips and I'm among unclean people. But then God does something as he always does. God takes a coal off of the altar, if you'll recall, and God touches Isaiah's lips. And then, and only then, is Isaiah able to answer the question that God asks. And remember, God asked the question, whom shall I send and who will go for us? And so once God has done his work in our lives, once God has touched our lips with the coal, once God has touched our hearts with the fire of the Holy Ghost, once God has cleansed us by the renewing of our minds and sending his son Jesus, and we accept him in our lives and the Holy Spirit is in our lives, it is incumbent upon us to answer God's call, just like Isaiah. And then we should be saying, here am I, send me. And why do I say this? Why do I say this? Why? Because when we say yes to God's call, even when we have our fears, even when we have our doubts, even when we have our concerns, even when we have those feelings of inadequacy, can you imagine? Imagine for a moment, Isaiah, he's in the presence of God. He sees the angels, the seraphim. He sees the smoke billowing. The doorposts are shaking and the angels are crying, holy, holy, holy. And God is asking, who shall I send and who will go for us? And he, in all of his inadequacy, he says, woe is me. Is that not us, though, family? Do we not sometimes feel like, Lord, somebody else is better equipped. Somebody else is better qualified. I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not worthy enough. But then the Lord reminded me in this scripture and in talking to my buddy today, he reminded me that when we say yes, when we show up, when we avail ourselves, when we say yes to God's call, who shall I send and who will go for us? When we say, God, here am I, send me, God will always be there to guide us. God will always show up. He will always make the pathway straight for us. And that's not to say that it won't come with some trials and some tribulations, but I'm so encouraged today. I'm so encouraged, family, and I want you to be encouraged to know that there is something amazing that happens when we show up to the places that God has called us to show up. When we say, here am I, Lord, I'm tired, but here am I, Lord, I feel inadequate, but here am I, Lord, I feel like, Lord, I don't know what to do, but here I am, Lord. Lord, I don't know what to do with this situation, but here am I. And when we say, here am I, God does what he does. He does amazing things through willing vessels. And it's not because of our degrees or our credentials. It's not because we're so smart or wonderful. We already have seen that. We already know that. But it's because God says, I found a vessel. I found a man. I found a woman who is yielded to me, who can be used by me, who can be used for my glory. And if you'll recall the story of Isaiah, Isaiah goes on to do miraculous things, raising people from the dead, healing the sick, speaking to kings and people in authority, because he said, here am I. And so, family, I just want to encourage you. My message is a very short message this week, to encourage you to keep showing up, moms, keep showing up, dads, keep showing up, teachers, keep showing up, coaches, keep showing up, mentors, keep showing up, counselors, keep showing up, ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, keep showing up, even when it doesn't appear that anything is happening, even when it doesn't appear that anybody's listening or that is taking hold. Let's be obedient to what God has charged us with. Let's be obedient to what God has called us to do. And I have to share this story. Many of you know that I'm involved or had been involved with a mentoring group. And so this was several years ago now, so I can tell this story. But several years ago, when I was asked to participate in this mentoring group, it was for high schoolers. And this young man was a high schooler. And I remember going to pick him up the first time I went to pick him up from his house. And he got in my car with his headset in and his music blasting. And I didn't leave his driveway. I pulled to the edge of his driveway. I turned my car off and I said, we are not having that. That will not be the story. When you get in my car, you say hello. When you get in my car, you turn your music off and we're going to have a conversation. And he didn't know what to do with that. And so, again, he was, I don't know if I told you, but he was in the 10th grade at the time. This, again, is years later now. He's a grown man. He's got a kid of his own. And I would be the one saying to the person in charge of the mentoring program, dude, I don't know if I can do this. I don't know if I can take this, because I was always the one reaching out to this young man. I was always the one extending myself, and I was always the one trying to get him to open up. Well, let's fast forward now. It's probably been about 8 years later, 7 or 8 years later. Now this young man calls me routinely. Now this young man is saying, hey, I want advice on fatherhood. Now this young man is calling and seeking me out and saying, hey, let's get together. Let's get together for lunch. And it just, my heart is full. It blows my mind. But what would have happened had I not kept showing up? What would have happened? And this young man said to me, he reminded me of our first encounter when I went to pick him up from his home, how I stopped him at the edge of the driveway. And I asked him, what did you think? And he said, I couldn't believe that you cared enough to really want to talk to me. And kept coming back and kept coming back. And I needed, and let me just be totally transparent, but I needed the encouragement of the other brothers, the other men, the head of the program to say, just keep showing up. Just keep showing up and allow God to do what he does. And so I said all that to say, some of you are doing things and you're putting yourselves out and you're wondering why. You're wondering, is it making a difference? You're wondering, are you having an impact? And I will say this to you. If the Lord has placed you there, and if the Lord is saying to you, giving you the strength to persevere and to keep doing it and to keep showing up and to keep pouring into the lives of those individuals or into those people, keep doing what God is doing and let God be God and watch what he does and know that you are being used mightily by the Lord, even when you don't understand it, even when you may not see the fruit yourself. Just keep showing up. There's something about showing up where God just wants to use a willing vessel. So remember, family, preach the gospel at all times, and when necessary, use words. This is Tony Miles. Thanks for listening. Now go and be a living epistle. Join us again next week for another episode of Living Epistle Podcast. Music for Living Epistle Podcast is provided by Audionautix.com.